Hello, this is Chris calling for Opinion Research, a public opinion polling firm. We're calling to ask for help with a short four-question survey on important issues facing Texas. To begin, let me ask you, thinking about how you vote in state and federal elections, would you say you tend to vote for more Republicans, more Democrats, or even a mix from both parties? If you can hear me, I cannot hear you.
I'm sorry, who is this with?
Yes, we're calling for Opinion Research. We're an independent research company. This is a short four-question survey. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Thanks.
I'm moderate.
Okay, thank you. Just a moment. Yes, and but would you say, oh, you said both parties?
What's that? Sorry, say that again.
You said both parties?
Yes. Sure.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor of Texas?
I don't think I am informed enough to to really say if he's doing a competent enough job.
But based on what you've heard of or people who have commented on Greg Abbott, would you say you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove of his job?
I would say I kind of just moved here from Texas, so I don't really know what how much Abbott, you know, you know, like what his past history is.
Okay, we can move on then. Now, if the general election for President of the United States were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
I would actually elect the Independent Party.
So someone else?
Yes, Senator Robert Kennedy.
And if you had to choose for one of those candidates, would you lean? Who would you lean towards?
I would probably more Trump in terms probably of the Trump. Ability to run.
Okay, thank you.
The office.
Thank you. And finally, which statement comes closest to your opinion on guns? We need to make drastic changes to our gun laws in Texas, including banning all assault weapons, or we need common sense gun reform in Texas, like universal background checks, or we need to protect the Second Amendment, and we don't need any kind of new laws restricting the right to keep and bear arms.
I do think that there should be some background checks. There should be some enforcement in place, but it's just that people are should have the freedom to be bear arms and to keep with the Second Amendment.
Oh, so between common sense gun reform and protect the Second Amendment, which one would you choose?
I think I would say common sense.
Common sense. Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.